Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here, as always, here with our multiple best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kit. I hope you are, and I hope the listeners are as well. You know, I love the weather starting to get a little warmer now, don't you?
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. It seems like it takes forever for it to happen, and then as soon as it does, it sort of dips back into the freezing temperatures.
You know, it won't be long before we're wishing for fall again, right? You know, It's going to get too hot, but it's my favorite times of year are spring and fall.
Yeah. The grass is always greener, especially in the spring. So thank goodness. But let's take a look outside of our planet Earth, out into space. They just released a new image. NASA was looking through the Hubble Space Telescope and saw this cosmic object that they have called for 30 years the Red Rectangle. And they weren't sure what it was for the longest time. It was this bizarre red color, really striking, and rectangular, which is a very strange shape for outer space, the sort of thing that you expect to see in 2001 A Space Odyssey. But for 30 years, they couldn't figure out what it was and finally figured out that it was coming from a nebula that was shining its light through some glowing gas, and that made it shape out like an X, which then had the umbra around it that made this red rectangle.
Interesting.
So the interesting thing here is that it was a mystery for so long. We talk about scientists looking out into space and finding out new things all the time, but it took so long to figure out what it was, and as soon as they figured it out, it made perfect sense to them.
Yeah, that's what's right in front of your eyes until it isn't, right?
Right.
Or it isn't until it is. Mm-hmm. And we see this in the financial world all sorts of times. I mean, until about 15 years ago, there were no ways to guarantee lifetime income and have growth of that money before you need it. And it's reasonable growth, by the way, you know, 4 to 6% every single year, money growing, not exposed to the market for the sole purpose of having a lifetime income in the future, not a lump sum, but an income. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the financial world, when I talk to folks, and I talk to folks each and every day about their retirement, the number one concern that comes up over and over again is, will they outlive their money they have put aside and they worked hard for once they get to retirement? Because when the paycheck stops, you have to start paying yourself out of the accounts you've built up. Of course, you have Social Security, but that doesn't give you the lifestyle you want. It puts a floor underneath you where, you know, it guarantees you're going to have some money to eat on, Social Security, but it won't guarantee that you can eat at fancy restaurants, right,
sure,
or go places. And that's the very important aspect of income planning. And just like that red rectangle you're talking about, it's been right in front of us, and it still is right now. And many people, I think about 90% of Americans, don't realize they can take their lump sums and convert that to future income. You don't have to take the money right now. You can keep it growing, but you get in a place that it will grow, and it will. Now you can talk to your planners, and they can tell you with certainty what your income will be 1 year down the road, 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years down the road, to the dollar amount, what the guaranteed minimum will be for your paycheck each and every month when you get to retirement.
And the star that is at the center of the red rectangle, they found that it is similar to Earth's sun, so similar that they call it sun-like. And this is just like in the financial world, where what you're doing now may be close to what it should be. And that just changing one thing could make all the difference.
So you're saying there could be life on other planets, right?
Well, hopefully it's friendly if it is.
Well, you don't know. So there, you know, just like you're looking at, you're talking to a planner right now, maybe you've got a financial planner and they never talk about income. Well, maybe there's not too much life in their income plan. So get a planner who has income planning as part of their portfolio or part of their plan. Because keep in mind, if you have a financial plan, it's not a retirement plan unless it has lifetime, persistent, consistent income built into it. Folks, when you get to retirement, as a lot of folks that listen get, they email every single week to info@financialsafari.com with questions or comments. But we have a lot of listeners who are in retirement, and they appreciate the advice we give, showing them how they can convert those lump sums into lifetime income.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing when we talk about retirement is having money to do what you want to do and not worry about that money being taken away by the market going the wrong way. I know we're in a great market environment now, but just remember what's happened in the past. What's good today may not be good tomorrow, but having a lifetime of guaranteed income will never go away.
Well, if you need any help getting in touch with a local financial coach who can help you put together that income plan, it's very easy. The number to call is 800-604-1099. That's 800-604-1099. Just leave your name and where you are, and we'll put you in touch with your local financial coach. Easy as that. The number again, 800-604-1099. Don't let procrastination put you to 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line. Start that scientific inquiry now and make sure you're finding out sooner rather than later.
Well, we always say take math over markets, use the scientific income formulas that are out there, and work with a planner who understands these and can put it in a form that you can understand to show that lifetime income you don't have to worry about. You know, too many people in the financial world try to confuse you to keep you where you are. That's not the right answer. The answer is lifetime income built into a real plan. And, kid, I know you've called them financial nutritionists before. Mm-hmm. You know, having all milk all the time is not good, but milk's a good combination. It helps you with things, and income planning is very important in your financial plan as well.
Exactly. Once again, the number is 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview coming up with your local financial coach here on the Financial Safari. Do you believe that there will be another financial catastrophe like the one in 2007 and 2008? If so, do you want the same thing to happen this time as happened last time? What will you do to make sure what happened last time does not happen again? Take the first step to protecting your money and visit Coach Pete's new site, safemoneyradar.com. That's www.safemoneyradar.com. Cruise into retirement.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. In this week's segment, let's talk about where to find properties, where to find flips specifically, because these are the properties that most investors are looking at these days to make a lot of money in a short period of time. Okay, here's a list of some of the most common places that I see properties on a day-to-day basis. Number one, the MLS, the multiple listing service, which all realtors have access to. Properties are abundant here, yet there's a lot of competition because truthfully, most investors are lazy and this is the first place they look. However, if you make these offers enough, you will get a deal. My first deal, I was making offers on the MLS. It took me 82 offers on different homes to get my first one accepted. So you better believe there was some tenacity there, but it actually ended up working and it worked out really well. So the MLS is definitely a fertile ground for deals. Number two, direct mail. These are the letters or the postcards that you send to people that you think may want to sell a property. Number three, auctions. Now this can be either at the courthouse steps or it can be on websites like auction.com. There's a bunch of them out there. These are also fertile grounds for deals, except there is still a lot of competition here as well. Next is bandit signs. These are the typically 12 by 18 signs you see on the side of the roads that say, "We buy houses." And believe it or not, they actually work. Who knew? It's true, you will find deals if you put out bandit signs. Also, here's another idea, Craigslist. Look at people trying to sell their homes. These are people that are motivated to sell and oftentimes don't have the resources to use other means and therefore may provide fertile grounds for a sale. Also look at the rental section in Craigslist too, because sometimes those people are renting it, but they'd really rather sell it. Take a look at those too. Here's another one, driving for dollars. This is if you have no money, but you got a lot of time. Simply drive around neighborhoods, look for houses that are beat up in disrepair, the yards are overgrown, and make an offer on those homes. Contact the sellers, look them up online, and you will potentially find a deal there as well. I've seen all of these be successful. I have not used them all personally, but I know my students that have, and they are legitimate, and you will find deals these ways. Good luck. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.
It's time for a financial definition. The rule of 100 is a way to determine how much risk you should have in your portfolio. Subtract your age from 100. For example, a 70-year-old would get a result of 30, and that's the maximum amount of risk that that person should have in their portfolio. Use the rule of 100 to make sure you're not overexposed to risk as you approach retirement.